Fifthly, look at Philippians 1. Keep turning. 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians. Ephesians 1:10, we can be pleasing God with our lives. Did you know that? You can please God the way you go and buy milk, the way you buy gas, the way you drive. You can please God the way you mow your lawn or cook your meals or go to school or whatever. Because the scriptures say that God is pleased if we have a life of worship. As Brother Lawrence once said, as he cooked meals in the monastic kitchen, this man was a believer in the midst of the Roman system. He wrote his worship to God through his menial work, and he transformed menial work into spiritual worship to God. Listen to Philippians 1:10. That you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. Sincere. That means that we are genuine, that we are genuinely serving the Lord in all that we do. Remember, the New Testament church was made up of primarily slaves. These slaves did not get to go out on the visitation days. They did not get to go on all the big events. They hardly got to attend all the services because they worked from sun up to sundown for their masters, and they attended church at night. But these people worshiped God. Remember what the Lord said in Colossians? He said, you worship God by serving your masters, not with eye service as men pleasers, but serving them from the heart. See, the way you give money or give labor to your employer, the way that you respond to those in authority over you is a worship to God. It's part of being faithful. Christianity extends far beyond Sunday morning. It extends through the afternoon and until next Sunday, if the Lord tarries. And we are worshiping God with how we work, with how we pay our bills, with how we keep up our families, how we keep up the things that we own and maintain them. We worship God, and we are to be approving things that are excellent. Christianity calls us to a very high standard. We should have the most Christ-honoring lifestyles. Maybe not the most glamorous, the most glitzy, most wealthy, the most newest, but most Christ-honoring that we can have. Sixthly, if you want to look at 2 Timothy 2:5, 2 Timothy 2:5, we're talking about faithful servants. Here's another reference, 2 Timothy 2:5. Keeping the word gets the crown, is what Paul says in 2 Timothy 2:5. Keeping the word gets the crown. It says, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. You know, Joab in the Old Testament, he was David's commander the whole time. He never in the Bible lost a single battle. Joab. I mean, he's the guy that killed everybody who got in his way. And he's the one that fearlessly fought every enemy of God's people. You know the weakness in Joab's life? He wrote his own rules. He never lived by God's rules. And in the end, he had done all those good things for David, but in the end, his heart was revealed as being wicked. Why? Because he lived by his own rules. Look what the Apostle Paul says. God says, through the Apostle Paul, if you compete in the game, in athletics, you're not crowned unless you compete according to the rules. And he said that's the same in the church. If you and I don't follow the rules, if we don't compete God's way, then we will not be crowned. Look at chapter 4 of the same book, verse 8. 2 Timothy 4:8. For a faithful servant, rewards come for missing Jesus so much you look for him. Did you know you can get a reward for that? You can get a reward for missing Jesus. I don't mean missing his coming. I mean longing for his coming. You know how we long for those that are away from us? They go away in the military. They go away to school. They get married and move off. If we long for Jesus. Look at verse 8. Finally, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day, and not only to me, but to all who have loved his appearing. Faithful servants get big rewards. God calls us great if we teach what we live, Matthew 5. He gives us eternal joy if we're faithful, Matthew 25. We can be pleasing God with our life, Philippians 1. We can be confidently awaiting Christ, 1 Corinthians 1. If we keep the word, we get the crown. And the Lord tells us that he'll reward us on the big picture, and he rewards us for longing for Christ.